Over the last 2 months, inmates and the Department of Corrections have offered conflicting accounts about the availability of alcohol-based hand sanitizer behind bars. That discord, reports Emily Corwin, is emblematic of the struggle that DOC officials seem to face in coordinating and communicating their pandemic response across the state's six prisons.
Social distancing is nearly impossible behind bars. On the phone, inmates tell me how small the cells are they share with roommates. Some call me from telephones shared by dozens of other inmates. That's why they say all the time they want hand sanitizer that works.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Nicole LaRue is calling from Chittenden Regional in South Burlington. Her prison job includes fetching supplies from the warehouse. I had asked her if the hand sanitizer in her unit's day room has alcohol in it, the ingredient recommended by the CDC to kill the coronavirus. She's calling to report back from the warehouse.
And on the hand sanitizer box, it says non-alcohol.
For weeks, LaRue says she thought the hand sanitizer mounted on her unit's wall would protect her from the virus. She used it all the time.
Yeah, I really didn't. I thought all hand sanitizer was supposed to sanitize.
Now she knows it doesn't. It has been 6 weeks since the first DOC staff member tested positive for COVID-19. And LaRue is one of many inmates from multiple Vermont prisons who say the hand sanitizer they have access to does not have alcohol in it. The inmates' stories have remained largely consistent since the virus began. Meanwhile, the message from DOC has varied.
Each facility is getting delivered today cases of hand sanitizer.
On March 30th, Commissioner Jim Baker explained to lawmakers on the Joint Rules Committee that DOC had changed its policy to give inmates access to hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol.
And we've actually loosened up the alcohol inside the secured area.
A week later, in a press release, the department said all inmates had access to hand sanitizer, something inmates told me wasn't true. When pressed about it the next day, facilities executive Al Cormier said this.
We do have adequate supply, but it's not all alcohol-based.
They did have access to hand sanitizer. They just run out of the kind with alcohol in it.
The inmates were hoarding it.
But he said more was on its way. Over the last month, DOC officials say they purchased, bottled, and delivered to prisons 90 gallons of hand sanitizer that is 80% alcohol. Here's Al Cormier again, testifying under oath 2 weeks ago during a court hearing.
Because I know how much hand sanitizer has been pushed into our facilities, to understand that there has not been a shortage of hand sanitizer.
Yet earlier this week, inmates told me they still hadn't gotten alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Michael Hull, who's held in Newport, wrote to me a week ago saying even the correctional officers tell him the hand sanitizer is alcohol-free. Joel Kuhn in Rutland and Eric Williams in St. Johnsbury were saying the same thing. That is, until I reached out to DOC for comment yesterday morning. That's when everything changed. Today, I got a call from Williams in St. Johnsbury.
Yes, they actually came in the units yesterday and put a gallon jug with a pump on the officer's desk for us to use.
Yesterday afternoon, he says officers delivered a gallon jug of alcohol-based hand sanitizer to his unit for the first time. Joel Kuhn wrote from Rutland to say that yesterday evening at 8, his unit had also received its first jug. And Nicole LaRue in South Burlington called today to say she, too, suddenly had access to alcohol-based hand sanitizer. This morning, DOC spokesperson Rachel Feldman responded to my request for comment. Her email said this. Quote, we have verified with all our facility superintendents that alcohol-based hand sanitizer is available in every living unit within our facilities. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.